All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in on this Monday morning. Time to talk a little Texas politics with our good friend Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Chad. Doing great. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you coming on today. Let's talk a little bit about some of the Texas political races that are out there this week. We should be getting an idea of how much money some of these candidates are starting to bring in. Big focus going to be on the governor's race with Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis, correct?
Yeah, that's right. The semi-annual end-of-the-year fundraising report they're doing Wednesday. And so all the candidates for state office, I think it goes from, you know, state rep all the way up to governor, have to report how much they've raised and how much they have on hand and who's contributed to their campaign. So you're going to learn a lot about a lot of these candidates. So no matter where you live and no matter what races you're interested in, you'll be able to find out not just how the campaigns are stacking up financially, but also who's contributing to their campaigns and what they're spending their money on. But on the governor's race, Peggy Peacock in the San Antonio Express News Houston Chronicle, her column this morning has sources that are telling her that that both Wendy Davis and Greg Abbott will raise $10 million each in this reporting period. And so that is a significant number. It shows we are going to have a real governor's race, but continue the advantage that Greg Abbott has. But it also shows that Wendy Davis is able to put a decent amount of money together.
Does it matter where Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis, where they're getting their money from? We've seen Wendy Davis travel out of the state to a lot of different events in order to raise money, where Greg Abbott, we really haven't seen that. That doesn't mean he's not getting out-of-state donations, though. Does it matter where they're getting their donations from?
It can, because it can become a story that folks focus on. I think that is going to be one of the questions for Wendy Davis, is how much of her money is raised out-of-state. She has traveled outside the state considerably to New York and D.C. and San Francisco. I think she was in Seattle. She's been all over over the past couple months, and to my knowledge, Abbott's not left Texas once. And so I think part of that is that Davis is using her national celebrity off the abortion filibuster to raise money quickly. But I also think it's indicative of the fact that Abbott's been a statewide elected official in Texas for a long time and has an existing network of supporters and donors around the state of Texas that he's able to tap into quickly. So, you know, that could become certainly an issue. I also think, you know, this is a little bit of an inside deal, but part of it is, you know, folks will start focusing on how these campaigns are spending money. What are they paying their staff? Are they spending too much money on silly things? What kind of investments are they making? And does it matter? So all those kind of things are going to start to become an issue. But keep in mind, the primary still, you know, is in front of us. We have a March 4th primary, a May 27th runoff. And so for lieutenant governor, attorney general, all these other races, those primary races are going to continue. But meanwhile, we already have a pretty good idea that Abbott and Davis are going to be the nominees of their party for the November general election.
Speaking with Matt Mikowiak right now, you take a look at the U.S. Senate race. It's very much expected that Senator John Cornyn will win that primary, of course, and go on to continue being the U.S. Senator from Texas. Let me ask you this. Is there anyone besides the Texas Tribune, they might be the only ones that's taking this race seriously?
That's a good question. Not that I can see. And obviously, the fundraising reporting period for Stockman is going to be important as well, because he's going to need to show that he's going to have some credibility at all and ability to, you know, raise. But that would be, I would say, minimum $250,000, but he really needs to probably raise at least $1 million, because, I mean, 1 week's statewide television at saturation level in Texas is between $1.5 and $2 million. So if he's not going to be on TV statewide, he's going to get beaten, you know, fairly badly by incumbent Senator John Cornyn. So there is going to be a credibility test for Stockman. And my sense is that he's going to underwhelm everyone on fundraising because he got in late. He seems fairly disorganized. And really, his rollout of the campaign has been somewhat disastrous. He's had so many different negative news articles out there going into different aspects of his operation that I think have been damaging to him.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak. Let's take a look at a story out of Dallas, and it's interesting. Representative Pete Sessions, he's being challenged by Katrina Pearson, who's a big Tea Party favorite. Ted Cruz's father, I believe it was last week, maybe the week before, had endorsed her campaign, and there were a lot of people who kind of took a look at that, but then over the weekend, he had Senator Ted Cruz, who said that Pearson was utterly fearless and you know, what was real, heaping a lot of praise upon Pearson, it kind of seems as though Ted Cruz is not staying out of that race, correct?
Well, we'll see. I mean, look, you know, his father is a close advisor to Senator Cruz, but he's also his own, you know, his own man. And I think my sense is that the Cruz team wanted to reward someone who'd been a very solid volunteer and strong supporter of his U.S. Senate race. But I suspect you will not see Senator Cruz get involved in that race or in any House races in the 2014 cycle. He said he's going to focus on non-incumbent U.S. Senate races, and there are enough of those around the country that he can focus on. So it might be a little bit of a wink and a nod, but it's not direct support. But it does help Petrina give her some momentum, no question.
How does that race stack up for those who have not been paying attention to it? You know, Sessions has been seen as sort of a Boehner ally in the House.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's an incumbent, you know, challenger, you know, insider outsider thing. I mean, Sessions is the Rules Committee chairman, one of the most powerful positions in Washington D.C. throughout a long time. Chaired the Republican Congressional Committee for a long time before that, for two cycles. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's going to have the resources to run a very serious race. The question is, can Katrina Pearson, you know, compete with him at all? Can she afford to be on Dallas television? That's a Dallas area congressional district. And if you're not on Dallas TV, you're going to have almost no chance to be successful.
Yeah. Visiting with Matt Mikowiak. Matt, what can people find this morning on mustreadtexas.com?
Yeah, working on updating it all day today with all the top news over the weekend, but folks can get the top news, blog items, opinion op-eds, and editorials from around the state on mustreadtexas.com, and we try and send out a morning brief as often as we can for folks. It's free to sign up for at mustreadtexas.com.
All right, Matt Mikowiak, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
It's Matt Mikowiak. You can follow him on Twitter, @MattMikowiak, as well.